95.3 WBCK now presents Coach's Corner, live from Lakeview Ford. For over six decades, this has been your number one source for all local sports information. Coach's Corner is proudly presented by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now, here's your host, Bill Broderick.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, in the big chair once again on WBCK for another week of Coach's Corner for the boys' basketball season. Coming to you from downtown Battle Creek at Lakeview Ford on the Motor Mile. For more than 60 years, Coach's Corner has been talking to the city high school coaches about the week in sports. And we will continue to do that as we head into the next week of the high school basketball season with our first coach of the morning. But first, here's the Lakeview Ford Coach's Corner scoreboard. Boys basketball hit the court the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, and now most of the teams have played a handful of games. We were off Thanksgiving weekend, but Coach's Corner is now back, and we will catch up with what we missed in the early games this week. Lakeview edged Coldwater 58-55 on Tuesday. Penfield beat Gull Lake 55-43. Harper Creek knocked off Olivet 55-46. Parchment beat Battle Creek Central 71-47, and St. Phil defeated Concord. In action last night in boys hoops, in the game of the night over in Marshall, Interstate 8 Conference tilt, Marshall held off Harbor Creek in a low-scoring affair 48-42. Lakeview got its first smack game of the season, and they rolled past Gull Lake 72-43. Penfield opened conference play itself also with a 52-44 win over Jackson Northwest. And St. Phil held off Colon 56-53. In girls basketball in the city last night, Marshall beat Harbor Creek 49-33. St. Phil toppled Colon 43-35. And Penfield lost to Jackson Northwest 40-28. If you're interested in more high school sports today, the longest-running swim meet in the history of Michigan will take place at Battle Creek Central with the 77th annual Cereal Bowl Relays to kick off the boys' swim and diving season. We will be back with our first coach of the morning after this break on Coach's Corner on 95.3 FM WBCK.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, here with our first coach of the morning, Matt Bowling. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Bill.
We are down here at the Lakeview Ford Motor Mile with Coach's Corner once again, and we haven't talked since the preseason, and we had last weekend off of Thanksgiving. So tell us about how the season's gone so far, just your overall impressions of the Beavers so far.
Well, we're 2-1 right now. We started off the first game at St. Joe. I thought our defense and our effort really traveled that evening, and we played pretty well with that end. Offense was kind of inconsistent but streaky, but I thought after three games, that's probably our best offensive performance. Then this week we were at Olivet and at Marshall, and I know I talked about wanting to face some adversity early. Well, we did that in our first two games, and I thought that kind of set the table a little bit for what it would be like to play a rivalry game last night. And we just couldn't get over the hump last night. So I think defensively on our effort, things have been very strong. Our rebounding is improving. But offensively, we're kind of in a quagmire right now.
Which is maybe a little frustrating for you as a coach because of all the returning talent you have coming back. A lot of seniors that played last year and a team that really got hot at the end of the year. So really kind of clicked and learned how to win together and play together. But, you know, every roster is the same. I think we know that. And every year is different. And you had a summer and then you got ready for this season. And you feel like that's – you can't put your finger on kind of what's happening right now because it's kind of it's unusual for this group.
Well, I you know, you go through each part of the season, you're going to have some bumps. But we're just playing so fast offensively and that just so quick. It's kind of a combination of, I think we're, I said to the guys last night, maybe some of it is a little selfish, but after reflecting about that, I'm not so sure it's selfish. It's we're just trying too hard. We just got to relax and play and remember that we need to play quick but not in a hurry. And I think on Sunday when we practice, we'll show some clips of remember of who we were last year when things were clicking and what those possessions look like and what we need to get back to. And I think it just we can fix it pretty quickly if the guys buy in and understand that and we play a little bit slower, play a little bit more for each other. And I don't know if we've forgotten that we had about seven guys average between, you know, 7 to 10 points last year, and that was our strength, is the balance. And if you took one guy away, it didn't really matter. We had other guys stepping up, and then everybody would have their turn at some point and get to double figures and have a good night. So we just got to kind of go back and remember who we are.
Yeah, the idea that these guys raised the bar for themselves possibly in the offseason and thought they're going to have a great year, so maybe they're all just trying a little too hard to make that happen. But like you said, every week you came in here and there's a different guy leading the team, and that's the kind of team you guys were last year. So we'll start off this week, and you had a nice win in non-conference against Olivet. In that night, it was balanced scoring, and it took you to 2-0 on the season. Traquan Cotton had 12 points, and Davion Roy had 11, Braden Best had 10, Spencer Denny had 8, and that's the kind of team you were a lot last year, and you probably recognize that team a lot better.
Yeah, well, it was that way the first two games, and again, we didn't shoot it well. We haven't shot it well to this point, and we still early, we put up 55 points, 56 points, and, you know, I thought, okay, that's we're not shooting it well, and we're still scoring some points. Things will come around. So, yes, we had that balance. And last night, I credit Marshall with their length. That's something we can't simulate. And I think that messed with us a little bit and gave us a hard time and frustrated us. And we didn't understand that we really needed to make that extra pass and turn down some good shots to get great shots, because that length definitely was difficult for us to see.
Yeah, last night you started Interstate 8 conference play, a tough place to play at Marshall. You guys have had nice rivalry games over the years, and it was a back-and-forth game for most of it. And you lost 48-42. I thought you guys, you're down at halftime, but you guys seemed to find something during the halftime break, and you came out hot, and you took the lead. Marshall kind of went into a trapping zone at that point, and like you said, their length. They were able to get their hands on some in the passing lanes a little bit, and they went on the run and took back the lead. What was kind of happening at that point that kind of turned the game a little bit?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised that we didn't handle that as well as we did. Kind of uncharacteristic for us, but again, give them credit for making those adjustments and get into that. But we kind of ran away from the ball. We didn't put a guy in the middle of that. We kind of funnel ourselves right into their traps and didn't really take our time. Again, we played too fast through those situations instead of getting some ball reversals and movement and then looking to attack the middle. So we'll have to fix that and be prepared for that. And hopefully that'll make us better this week.
Yeah, Austin Miller had 15 points for Marshall, and Austin Burns had 14 and 10. And I know you want to try to take those guys away. They're 2 6-foot-4, 6-foot-5 front court guys, and that's where that length kind of comes from. And for the most part, you guys were making it hard for them to score, and the other guys on the team weren't finding any shots. So that defensive strategy was working, but then like those like lulls a little bit. So you got back in the game. You're only down 2, and then they went on another 10-0 run and took the lead, and then from there they kind of held on, but. So talk about your defensive strategy kind of worked for there, but then not getting any offense to back that up a little bit.
Well, you nailed it. I mean, offensively, that's where we really struggled, and we had to play with them a little bit. I thought we did a pretty decent job on both those two guys, and we'll have to continue to work to take those two guys away, because if you take them away, or at least one of them away, it really puts a lot of stress on what they are. And they look to those two guys to carry most of that load and do most of the lifting. So if we can improve our defensive play with those guys and limit those second possessions with offensive rebounds, I think we have something to look forward to when we play them again.
Dylan Eversall came off the bench. He led you 11 points. He got hot early. He scored 8 quick points in the first quarter to give you a boost. And then overall, Trey Cotton and Davion Roy again chipped in with 7 points each. You guys move ahead, and let's talk about who you got next. Who you have playing this week?
Tuesday, we're home, finally at home. We're home against Parchment. They have a Campen, was their best player. He's a pretty darn good one. He's signed, sealed, and delivered to play at Ferris. He might be the best individual guy we'll see all year. Guard, wing player, 6'4", 6'6". He's right around there. Very like a combination of the two guys we saw last night, and we got to contain him to take care of Parchment, and then we'll see a team in Hastings probably kind of similar to us with a lot of balance and a lot of different guys looking to score, and they'll play, I believe, more of a half court style. So
it'll be a big week for Arbor Creek. Like you said, that Sunday practice will be important for you guys to get going and feel comfortable about stuff, and then get rolling again and get back to playing Harbor Creek basketball and get some confidence for these kids. And I'm sure it'll all kind of come together. And we'll talk about a big successful week next Saturday when we get back together again.
Sounds good. I appreciate that. Thanks,
all right,
Bill.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM after this.
You want to do the first 5 minutes?
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. We're here with our next Coach of the Morning here, Penfield Coach Robbie Hatton. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill. How's things going this morning?
Hey, we're doing fine.
Good deal.
Maybe not quite as good as you guys. You guys had a nice start to the season. Now, let's talk about your overall impressions in your first year as head coach of the Penfield Panthers. We haven't spoken since before the season started, and you've had a nice little start here this season. Talk about what you like so far.
Yeah, first off, I came into a program that has had some success lately, and you can tell the way the kids work hard. Coach Burns and his staff did a great job of laying a great foundation, and he had a nice run to a state tournament to the finals, and, they expect to win. And so we have a great foundation to build on, and the kids want to be successful, and it's evident every single day with how we practice and how we come to work every day. So had a great start to the year. We lost to Williamston. They scored with 1 second left to force overtime, and they're a really good basketball team. So we were pretty happy with how we played. Obviously, we would have liked to get the win, but and then we responded with a game at Gull Lake that we had a nice run to start, and then middle of the quarter or middle of the game they kind of made some runs to get it a little closer than it was, but and then we had a nice win last night on the road in the I-8 at Jackson Northwest. So we're playing in a little bit of a different style. We're pressing and running and gunning, and we're getting there.
Well, let's talk about the start of this week. It was a nice win over Gull Lake. Gull Lake, a Division I school. You guys beat them 55-43, and you did jump out to a 20-12 lead in the first quarter. Gull Lake tied it at halftime, 30-30. But then you just held the Blue Devils to just 13 points in the second half in the win. Jonathan Lake had 16 points and 8 rebounds, 5 assists in that one. Calvin Pazins had 12 points, 8 rebounds, and 3 assists. Brevin Bailey had 10 points, 8 rebounds, and 3 assists. That's your front line there, and you've really been leaning on them early. And is that kind of what happened in that Gull Lake game? Those guys kind of stepped up?
Yeah, so we got up 20-5 in the first, and then we just kind of fell apart in the last 35 seconds, and Gull Lake went on a 7-0 run. and they just had the momentum in the second quarter, and we couldn't shake it. You know how that is in sports sometimes. And halftime, we just talked. We made some adjustments, and defensively, we really focused on the details in the second half, and, you know, we were able to hold them to 13 points. And, I think we're pretty spread out. You know, obviously, Johnny, Calvin, and Brevin, you know, they're getting some points, but, we had a lot of kids still score, and, you know, we're not relying on one kid. You know, I've told from the day one, I said, guys, I want 6 to 8 kids who is going to be scoring 6 to 10 points. I don't need 2 kids scoring 20. You know what I mean? Yep. So, you know, that was the big thing, is just keep spreading the ball, taking what they give us. Our assists are climbing each week, each game. And, it's just seeing overall the big picture. But, yeah, you know, Brevin, Calvin, and Johnny, they're big players. You know, they're all over 6'4", and, they're crashing the boards hard and buying into the system really well.
Then you jumped into I-8 play last night. It's always nice to start the conference with a victory, and you did just that. You beat Jackson Northwest 52-44. And another nice first half. You outscored Jackson Northwest 21-12 in the second quarter. Your big front line again, Calvin at 14 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists. Brevin Bailey at 8 points, 8 rebounds. Jonathan Lake, 8 points, 7 rebounds. Starting the conference race with a victory the way you did it, that's got to make you feel real good, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, anytime you can go on the road and get a win is impressive, especially in our league. It's tough. And, we did a good job of holding our composure at the end of the game. I mean, I think in the fourth quarter at one point we were up 12 points, and then Jackson Northwest made a couple big shots. Definitely increased the amount of gray hairs I have, but it was definitely good to see us hold our composure at the end when they threw on their full court press and, they were in their foul situations and we were doing a good job of making them come up and guard us. And, we had 8 guys score last night. We played 9 and 8 out of our 9 players scored. So it kind of shows where we're at depth wise. And, we got kids that can play and, we're pretty deep. So if we get into foul trouble or guys need a blow, we got guys that can come in that can, keep doing what we're doing and run the game plan the way it needs to be ran.
Well, nice 2-1 start to the season. A big week coming up after this weekend. Talk about who you have playing next and what you're looking for.
Yeah, it's gonna be nice to get home, get our home game underneath us. We got Eaton Rapids on Tuesday at home, and then we got Marshall on Friday at home.
The Marshall-Penfield game is always a fun one to watch. The Penfield-Marshall rivalry has been a nice one over the years. And another I-8 game coming up on Friday, and those Friday night basketball games are fun for everybody. Talk about what the coach has to do to keep the guys focused through a Tuesday and to get them to that Friday Marshall game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're right now just looking at the next opponent. You know, we have Eaton Rapids Tuesday, and last year we lost Eaton Rapids at a buzzer beater, so we're hoping to come out and stick to the game plan and get a nice win, and then we'll start prepping for Marshall. But we're right now, all of our focus is on Eaton Rapids and putting together the best game plan we can just so we can get a victory on Tuesday, and then we'll focus on Marshall.
All right, it'll be a lot of fun to talk about those two games next week when we get back together again on Coach's Corner. Thanks a lot, Coach, for calling in this morning.
Thanks, Bill.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here after this on WPCK 95.3 FM.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WPCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner, Lakeview Ford and the Motor Mile downtown Battle Creek. We're here with our next coach of the morning here, Coach Kimber of the St. Phil Fighting Tigers. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Bill.
We haven't spoken since before Thanksgiving when we did our season preview show. So talk about your overall impressions of the St. Phil Fighting Tigers as you gotten off to a pretty nice start to the season.
Yeah, no, we're battling. We got a lot of work done right now, but we're battling, I'll say that. We got a lot of work to do on the rebounding glass. we need to work on the half court offense too. We're just not moving the ball around. I think Matt kind of hit the nail on the head right there for me. So we definitely need to work on that. But you know, I'm impressed with the fight. We had a very gritty win last night.
Yeah, the early season, the way it started with everybody, and there's a shorter preseason now for all the boys basketball teams, the less practices, and then you start right away, and then you play one game, and there's Thanksgiving, so that eats into anything. Do you think part of that is why some teams aren't quite as smooth, or maybe your team's not quite as smooth as you'd want them to be this part of the year?
Oh, I think big time. I think the consistency with just the practice schedule, and you know, you're getting a little bit of a rhythm, and then Thanksgiving break happens, and then you know, we get a snow day thrown in the mix, but we still have practice that day. But you know, yeah, it's a weird start, and so trying to find that consistency is kind of difficult at the moment.
Yeah, this week everyone was able to get maybe a consistent week going, except for maybe the snow day there. You had two games this week, and like a regular week, and you started out with a game against Concord. You, St. Phil won 65-53, and some of the usual suspects scored for the Fighting Tigers. Carter Diswick had 21, Jackson Diswick had 20, and Colt Myers had 11 points and 13 rebounds, and you get a non-conference win over Concord. Talk about that game a little bit and how that kind of went for you.
Yeah, no, that was a physical game. I was proud with how we matched the physicality and, you know, kind of brought it on that end. Colt Myers had a fantastic night on the glass that night. He kind of saw it on his own that, you know, I'm just going to lock in on rebounding tonight. And he had 13 rebounds, and honestly, he probably would have had a few more, but he kind of tip some more to other guys. But that was one of Carter's best offensive performances. Last year he kind of hit a little bit of a sophomore slump, but I thought it was nice to see him getting a groove, and then Jackson's been playing pretty solid so far. I mean, it was a good night.
Yeah, then you go in the Friday night here last night, you get into conference play, and that was a crazy game from the looks of it there. Cullen jumped out to a 24-9 lead in the first quarter. Their big MVP, Dominic Mack, had 15 points in the opening period and kind of went off. And then all of a sudden something gets flipped, and then you held Cullen to 5 points in the second quarter. And then things are closer again at halftime, and then you outscore the Magi in the second half 35-24, and you get the big conference win. Talk about what happened in that early first quarter, and then how you got smarter as a coach in the second quarter there as things changed around.
I think a big thing that happened was in the second quarter, Dom Mock didn't make everything he looked at.
Yeah.
That kid, yeah, he shot the ball incredibly well in the first quarter. And so just kind of seeing that, I think we kind of got rattled. Also didn't help that we had a JV overtime game, girls game. Our game didn't tip off till about 8:15. So I think we were kind of lacking energy because most of the guys were there since 4:30.
Right.
And the game doesn't tip off till almost 8:30. So, you know, I think it was just a long night, tough to stay focused in time. But proud of the way the guys battled. I mean, as a team right now, we are shooting, knock on wood, unbelievable from the free throw line. And last night we continued that trend. I think Jackson was 6 of 6 or 7 for 7 from the free throw line, and I think we only missed 4 as a team. So good job there. We still gave up way too many second chance baskets. We really need to hone in on that. And also, once again, to touch in on the offense, we need to work the ball around more. We're looking at too many first shots and taking them. We need to get some ball reversals. We need to start attacking the rim and putting the pressure on the rim and crashing the offensive glass too. So, you know, just early season woes, nothing too big that we got to fix. But I like to call them easy fixes. But until we do it, it's not an easy fix.
Right. Jackson had 26 points last night to lead you guys, and Carter had 12. Like you said, Dom Mock had 32 to lead Cullen. St. Phil goes to 2-1 with that conference win. And we talked before a little bit about this is the season that you guys have been looking forward to. You have played such a young team the last couple of years, and now finally those guys all have a lot of varsity experience. Still not a ton of seniors on the roster, but a lot of playing time on the roster. And this is the kind of start you wanted, 2-1, to get things going in the right direction. And like you said, despite the little hiccups here, talk about the excitement for the season and how these kind of kids have bought in and want to have a big year for you.
Yeah, no, I think right now a little bit is we know what we're capable of. And so I think they might be forcing a little bit, putting a little pressure on themselves. But yeah, we're extremely excited for the season. We're extremely excited for next Friday against Bellevue. I think this might be a really good opportunity to finally get one over Joe. But yeah, this we've talked for years about how once this group of Colt Myers, Sawyer Weiss, Chris Gaona, and Brady Lightfoot get to their senior year, and then having the triplets as juniors, so we know we're incredibly talented on that standpoint. And so, we're just really excited and would like to, you know, start getting over these woes and doing what we're capable of doing.
You mentioned Bellevue. You guys playing a Tuesday game next week too, or a
Friday?
Friday. Just only playing one game next week?
Only one game next week. Friday at the Den.
So we're focused on Bellevue, and that's been a fun game for St. Phil and Bellevue fans over the years. And and like you mentioned, Joe Costello at the Broncos has had your number a little bit here lately. They've had everyone's number. They consistent winner the last 10 years, and they're a little bit different team, but they're still huge, and they have that big front line, and that's not where you guys are strong. Talk about that dynamic a little bit.
Yeah, they're big. Not to give bulletin board hero, but I think they're a little weak in the guard room.
Yeah.
So I think trying to take advantage of that, getting out and running on them, taking advantage when we can on that side. But it's gonna be a fight all night long, because right now a weakness is rebounding. So having 6'6", 6'5", and 6'4" to go up against, we're gonna need all guys on the glass all night long. But hopefully I don't coach that game like Ryan Day versus Michigan. I want to win that one. I'm not gonna coach not to lose. I'm gonna try to coach to win.
All right, we got a little dig with a little Michigan fan talk here. That's fun. And
just seeing if Terry Newton's
listening.
There you
go. So it's been a good season. It's been a good couple of weeks for you in all aspects, basketball and football there. So it's been a lot of fun. The St. Phil Fighting Tigers, an exciting game to kind of look forward to, playing Bellevue next Friday. It'll be fun to talk about next Saturday and another league game and kind of see which direction the Tigers go in this conference race early on. Thanks a lot, Coach, for coming in.
Thanks, Bill.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here after this on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Tom. Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. We're here with our next Coach of the Morning here, Coach Steve Wickman of the Lakeview Spartans. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Bill. How are we doing today?
We're doing fine. Thanks for coming down. Lakeview's had a nice start to the season, and I've asked all the coaches this morning. We haven't spoken since before Thanksgiving in our pre-view show, but talk about your overall impressions of Lakeview and how things have kind of gone so far, and then where you're at right now.
So far, so good. I've been pretty happy with our start. These headphones are messing with me. That's an echo. Anyhow, we started out at Marshall and played pretty tough, played a good game, kind of got away from us at the end. So we started out at 0-1. And now this past week, we got Gull Lake last night, and who did we play Tuesday?
Coldwater.
Coldwater, yeah. We snuck one out at Coldwater in another close defensive game. So I think our defense is ahead of our offense, which it should be, and I think our offense is coming.
Yep. You had, like you said, had cold water. So you're 2-1 on the season, and with that close win over Coldwater, 58-55. That game was tight in the end. It was tied 55-55. Jackson Hardy had a putback to give you guys a lead, and then you had a free throw late to get that win. The second game in a row, you had to play your final minutes without your leading scorer, LeBron Campbell, who fouled out. He fouled out in the opener also. But getting the victory with him on the sidelines has to feel nice about the overall how your team's kind of come together.
Yeah, I mean, that you never want to play that way at the end with your best player out. But we did a pretty good job without him at the end, and I was pleased to see some other guys step up. We had to have some other guys step up, and I thought, Jackson Hardy had probably his best game of his career at Lakeview so far. He had 10 points and 14 rebounds, so that was a really big deal for us for him to step up. And going down to Coldwater is never easy, and they got a couple of pretty big dudes, and the challenge was there, and I thought we accepted it. You know, we played without Braden that night too, with a little ankle problem. So to be able to go down there without and really not have two of your seniors on the floor at the end and still pull it out is a big deal.
LeBron ended up with 17 points, 4 assists, 4 rebounds before fouling out. But you did have 4 players, double figures. Spencer Shotwell at 11, Hardy at 10 and 14, like you said. Blair had 13 points for you. And then you got the victory in non-conference game, and that set up a nice Friday night game where you can kind of keep the momentum going for you. Talk about what happened Friday night, and you guys had a Gull Lake team, which is sometimes can be a little bit of a tussle with you, but you got up early on them and rolled to a Gull Lake team that's kind of still kind of finding their way a little bit. You won 72-43.
Yeah, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head with the start. We had a really, really nice start. You know, 20-point first quarter. You know, we've played games where we haven't scored 20 points in the first half before. So 20 in the first quarter is nice. And our defense was kind of turning them over a little bit, and they were struggling to score the ball. And then, you know, the turnovers and missed shots led to fast breaks for us. And so that was a really nice way to start the game. And I think that cushion gave us a lot of confidence. And then we had a number of guys that played really, really well last night.
LeBron had 20 points, including 4 triples. He had 4 rebounds and 3 assists. Spencer Shotwell came up again and had 12 points for you. Memphis Wirtz had 10 points off the bench there, and Jackson Hardy had 9 rebounds. The idea that you guys are defending champs in the East Division, and you had that tremendous year you had last year, and you wanted to ride that momentum into this year with the guys you have coming back, getting that first Smack East Division win, that has to feel pretty good, right?
Yeah, and we talked about that a little bit before the game as far as being the defending champions and trying to defend your home court in the first game of the Smack season, and how important it was to get off to a good start, and so we feel pretty good about the fact that, you know, we're sitting at 1-0 right now in the division. But, you know, as you know, it doesn't mean a whole lot right now, but it beats the other way around, you know, at this point. It's better than being 0-1 in the division. So, we didn't dwell on it, but we did mention it before the game. Like, this is the beginning of the quest to try to do the championship thing again.
That leads to a big week coming up here. Talk about who you have coming up next and who we have to look forward to.
Yeah, so we're going to be Road Warriors this week. Well, I guess Thursday we're home. So Tuesday we're going to Lakeshore, and that's always a wonderful Tuesday night trip to go down to Lakeshore on a Tuesday. But they're much improved over last year. They're always going to defend well. They're always going to run their offense till they get what they want. So it'll be a very, very good challenge for us. And then Portage Central on Thursday, you know, they lost one of the better players in the league last year. But they have one of the better up-and-coming players back this year, so that'll be a challenge too. And to be quite honest, I don't know. I haven't looked at Portage Central at all yet.
Right. So it's a challenging week. Like you said, the Stevens Lakeshore is always a tough trip, and Portage Central getting back into smack play with both those games, and it doesn't get easy in the smack there. But you, when you have games like that and tough games coming up, you lean on your experienced players, and you have one of the top players in the area, and LeBron. And talk about how he kind of settled into his season last night after a couple rough starts with foul trouble, and how you saw him kind of react to that.
Yeah, I don't think he had a choice. I think everybody and their brother was talking to him all week long about not fouling, and I think everybody was doing the right thing, like just kind of being in his ear a little bit. But he had a nice start last night. You know, he was part of that 20-point first quarter, and he didn't get any fouls in the first quarter, and that was probably the happiest I was about anything last night.
Scoring points and not getting fouls.
Yeah,
there's the bonus right there.
Yeah, and so, you know, with him, and then we've spent a lot of time this week trying to get the ball down to our bigs. I think Jackson and Braden can both be pretty explosive down low. And then, you know, we've gone with a little experiment with Spencer Shotwell, and he's a big, thick kid and has never really been in the post because he can shoot the three so well. So I challenged him early in the year, and we talked about let's play you in the post, right? You're still going to get your three-point shots with the type of offense that we run. We don't play two posts that often, you know, down low. So so with that in mind, he's bought in. And I think, he's been double figures all three games. And he's still getting his three-point shots off. But he's also defending and he's rebounding. And those are things that we've always talked to Spence about that he hasn't necessarily bought into. But I've been very, very pleased with his adjustment this year.
We'll be excited to talk about next week with a couple of SMAC conference games to play this week, and we'll talk about maybe a couple of wins for the Spartans.
Hey, that sounds like a great idea.
Good
Bill.
Plan thanks. For everybody. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach, for coming in. We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Apply.
On 95.3 WBCK, proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
Yep, that'll be fun. Hey, it's Bill Broderick back here on Coach's Corner here with our next Coach of the Morning here, Coach Durant Crum of the Valkyrie Central Bearcats. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Real good. Bearcats had a big week this week, and had a couple games in, but first of all, let's talk about the overall season. We haven't spoken since the preseason, so you have a young team, and they're all kind of coming together. Talk about how that process has gone for the Bearcats so far.
Well, it's progress and working. The team, we do have some young guys, but we also have some guys that are returning, so, you know, it's pretty even balance there. Bringing the new guys on is always an adjustment to make. Needing to lean on the more experienced guys, and right now it's still a work in progress.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure that took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say it's kind of a work in progress for you this year so far, and it's going to come along. Still looking for that first win, but you had a couple tough games this week. You played Parchment. You lost 71-47, and we just got done talking to Coach Bowling about that Parchment team. That they have one of the better players in the area, a big guy, and you don't have a lot of size yourself, so that must have been a challenge there to play Parchment on Tuesday.
Yes. Yes, it was. Parchment played really, really physical, aggressive. They had size. I mean, that young man being one, but they had a couple other big bodies down inside, which poses a problem for us because we don't have size. But they played really well. We played decent in some spots, but not consistent enough to come out on the winning end. But yeah, it was a pretty decent game. We saw some things we needed to see for ourselves, and hoping to build off some of that.
Josh Pittman had 15 points for you that night. Jarrell Bradley had 13. And like you said, that's something to build on there. And then last night, it didn't get any easier. Kalamazoo Central is always a tough game to play, a big rivalry game, and they're always good. And Kalamazoo Central came away with an 86-35 win. And playing the Maroon Giants this early in the year is a challenge. Talk about that challenge a little bit.
Well, once again, K-Central is very strong. They've got a lot of athletes. They've got a lot of size. All of which is a challenge and poses a problem for us. So we're still trying to figure out how to compete, you know, against bigger teams. We do have speed and quickness to our advantage, but we got to be able to get the ball, hold on to the ball, and execute some stuff. And that's where our struggle is right now, consistently executing and, you know, coming with the energy that it takes to compete with bigger, stronger team. So
Josh Pittman had 20 points again against you know, a big front line at Kalamazoo Central. You got to be happy with the way he's played early on and leaning on him a little bit. So.
Yeah, well, he's been the most consistent in the three games that we played, is at least on the offensive end. I think all of us, the team needs to really buy in and lock down on the defensive end. That's where a lot of lapses are coming, a lot of failure to rotate and pick up from weak side to strong side. So, but yeah, Josh is playing pretty well. But he can't do it alone, so we got to get some other guys to step up and contribute offensively.
Looking for some other guys to step up, like you said, is the challenge. And you've been kind of looking for some of those number two, number three guys the last couple of years. And that's, like you said, a work in progress, like you said before. And you're going to get a couple chances to see what you have this week. Playing Portage Northern midweek, and then you're playing at Gull Lake on Friday or on Thursday. Talk about what you know about those two teams so far and what you're looking for, maybe just from your own team as you kind of go forward.
Well, I know Portage is always executes really well. They play together. They move the ball and play good defense. So, I mean, it's going to be a challenge. But the challenge is on us and whether or not we can improve in areas that we really need to improve in. As I spoke before, our defensive energy, effort, and focus has got to get better. We're giving up too many points, and I know that Portage will definitely be consistent and working their offense and making us sustain some defensive possessions if we're going to be successful.
Well, then we'll look forward to a couple of those games and that big Gull Lake Smack East Division game on Thursday. It'll be a lot of fun to talk about the Bearcats and next week and maybe getting that first win of the year this year coming up, Coach. Thanks a lot for coming on down. Well, that's it for Coach's Corner for this week, and we'll be back again next Saturday at Lakeview Ford for the Coach's Corner down here at the Motor Mile. Thanks a lot for listening.